I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The river that flows through Yucarumpa, Papua New Guinea has migrated closer to the housing used by National Bible Translators at the Yucarumpa Translation Center. During the rainy season, the area is a breeding grounds for malaria-bearing mosquitoes. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith.
We're in the process right now of helping to move that housing and also upgrade it so that the National Translation teams will have a suitable place to live and protection from malaria, which can be a real setback to Bible translation.
Next, a week after riots forced the evacuation of Christian Reformed missionaries from northern Nigeria, the team is home and back to work. After meeting with Muslim officials, the group returned to their ministry sites in Niger State on March 7th. Local authorities promised to take action against the rioters and invited the believers who fled the area to return. Their willingness to recognize Christians in the area led to a promise from the pastoral leaders that believers would not retaliate. And 3.5 million people in East Africa are facing a recurring challenge, drought. Water wells are a commodity that's saving lives both physically and spiritually, says Jerry Wiles, president of Living Water International. Ministry is happening with one of their wells built to serve 15,000 people. This well has been a focal point for evangelism.
The chief of the village in that area that really has been trained and came to the Lord has taken on a leadership role, and they estimate that the majority of the people that are living off that well have come to Christ.
Your financial and volunteer support is needed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.